1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we are at 60-something, where life still has much more to give, whether it's knitting and sitting in rocking chairs, laughing, letting down your hair, playing music, drinking wine. 60-something life is fine.
I'm Grace Taylor Siegel, and I'm very excited about exploring the journey, the joys, and the challenges, too, of life in our 60s. Who am I? I'm a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. I've navigated through some diverse career paths, too. But most important, I'm 65 and figuring out this time in my life. And maybe you're in that same boat, too. There used to be this show back in the 80s. It was called 30-something. The characters were in their 30s, and the show explored all the different issues related to navigating through that time of life. That's what I thought this podcast could be, a place where we can share the experience of life after 60. We won't shy away from the real talk here. Retirement, career issues, family dynamics, embracing change, loneliness, finding new passions. Let's just talk about it all. Consider this podcast your weekly cozy coffee chat with a caring friend, combined with a masterclass we developed together to make the most of our third act. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's dive into the stories and strategies that will inspire us and guide us through the adventure of creating this brand new chapter. Welcome to the 60-something podcast. Hello, welcome to the first episode of 60-something, a podcast where we will delve into the unique experience and many facets of life in our 60s. I'm your host, Grace, and I'm truly excited to embark on this journey with you. Whether you're just dipping your toe into your 60s or are already deep in the trenches of this crazy chapter, my plan is for this podcast to be a place where we can explore it all together. As I mentioned, I'm a wife, a mom, a Grammy, I'm also a dog mom, I'm an aspiring writer, and now a podcaster. Like most people, I've had a couple of careers in my life. I guess you could say right now, I'm retired. Reluctantly. More about that in a future episode. But as I've mentioned, I have quite a bit going on to keep me busy. Most pertinent to this conversation is the fact that I'm now 65 years old and trying to figure out exactly where I go from here and exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life and how the heck I'm going to get it all done. Why a podcast? Well, I'm discovering that life in my sixth decade seems to be a period of intense introspection and rather surprising opportunities for growth and being tremendously challenged in a shocking number of ways. Among the countless issues we grapple with at 60 plus are health, wellness and sickness and everything in between, financial issues, especially relating to retirement, work, and possibly lack of employment, retirement itself, what to do after retirement, friends and lack of friends, isolation and loneliness, marriage, divorce, dating, sex in your 60s, kids and grandkids and issues surrounding those sometimes problematic relationships, generational trauma, and how to possibly overcome it. Legacy, how do we build one? Goals, financial, spiritual, health, even entrepreneurial? How do we set goals and pursue them effectively? Tech, social media, entertainment, pop culture. What about going back to school? Is it worth it? Diet and weight loss and Ozempic? End of life matters. Should we plan now or later or never? Your third act philosophy. What mindset are you going to choose for the next 20 plus years? Will you even choose one? That's a lot. And I'm sure there are many other things I haven't thought of, but I'm hoping you'll be in touch and let me know what to add to the list so we can address those subjects too in future episodes. There's so much to talk about. However, big disclaimer here, I'm no expert in any of these areas and not in a position to give a lot of advice. Certain things have worked for me, others have not, and I'm happy to share, and I'm hoping you will too. We can figure out some of these things together. For now, I'd just like to start a discussion, raising these 60-something issues so many of us are facing, and talk about our experiences, feelings, and mechanisms of coping with these unique challenges. I'm hoping that what we share will have the potential to not only keep us going, but might open us up to a deeper understanding of ourselves and each other, and learn new things, try new things. It's not too late. As I've moved through this first half of my 60s, I've started to realize that it's not only possible, but it's meant for me to make the rest of my life the most meaningful time of my life. Even if that turns out just to mean enjoying every day more than ever before, reading my books, walking my dog Dorothy, chatting and laughing with my husband, or maybe I'll start a business, or write a play, or learn to tap dance. I hope you're getting my drift here. Whatever it is you want your 60s and the rest of your life to be, it can be. But I encourage you to figure out what that is and pursue it now. What do you really want? That's where I'm at. The clock is ticking, so let's go. My intention is to help you do whatever it is you want to do. Help us do it and have a community of people learning and growing together, supporting each other. I've found that encouragement goes a very long way. With this podcast, for example, you know, I've been planning this for a very long time. I had to learn some things first, like tech stuff. But eventually, yeah, I started to spiral and procrastinate and doubt myself. I do way too much of that these days. But my husband, Aaron, who is my biggest fan and supporter, was so excited about every baby step I took forward, I started to feel the wind at my back. His enthusiasm kept me going and got me to the finish line. Well, more like the starting line. I want to encourage you, too. Who knows what we can accomplish with a little nurturing? I don't know about you, but my confidence, it's just not what it used to be. I need a little extra support sometimes. I think we all do. Let's start a dialogue about these things. And as you start to inform me about some of the issues you're experiencing, we can tackle those too. I sincerely encourage you to contact me. You can DM me on Instagram at GraceTX or follow me on any of my social channels. I've even created a Facebook group just for us, a place where we can connect directly. But if you're not into the social media scene, you can visit my website or email me at gracetaylorsiegel.com. All of my contact information for all of these things is in my show notes for this podcast. And if you message me or comment, you're going to find that I will be paying close attention, because that's what this is all about for me, connecting with you. I hope you'll join me in this community we're building together, and please do me this favor, if you will. After you've listened to a couple of episodes, if you enjoy the podcast or getting something out of it, if it's something you're excited about, just please take a moment to like and rate us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps people find the show. Now, I'll be on the air once a week, posting a new episode each Tuesday. I'll also be uploading a bunch of episodes, as many as I can put together, for you to start with so we can get to know each other. Thank you so much for listening. Finally, I want you to know something important. We live in a time when loneliness has been declared a national epidemic, when people are bitterly angry and disillusioned with each other. But this community is going to be a haven from all that. That's my why. I care about you, and you are not alone. All right, I'll see you soon. See you next time on 60-something. Oh, and special thanks to my granddaughter, Lizzie Sanford, who wrote and performs the amazing 60-something theme song, accompanied by her sister, Coco, who is also my granddaughter. I love you, my beautiful grandgirls. Take it away. Did it! I love it!